the scary thing on Facebook this week.
Internet stalkers.
Was a virus.
Say sorry, Mark's copping, please, saying it wasn't me.
I'll just let this little lady finish. Hang
different,
on.
It's like you bumping keys. Airwaves, the block promoters, the connect, watch the D's. And I don't give a fuck. I'm not begging, please. They clean and sweet, I attack them like a flock of bees. Why smile on my face? You don't like me, you don't know me. Get out my face, you people so phony. TV telling lies, you so quick to disown me. Riders change the statements, you ride and hop in the pony. Nowadays, friends, foes, and foes, your homies. Wonder why the world's so messed up, you could blow me. And this is just some of the artist blues of an MC. Shows and interviews, I want it all, COD. You must be talking piano when you talking keys. Cause you broke, sucking so hard, you getting dog knees.
Yeah.
Get out my face, you people so phony.
Anyway, that's what I'm saying.
Get out my face.
So on Facebook this week was a virus that came on chat. And it came from your friends. It looked like your friends asking you to check something out. And when you reply, the actual virus replies back to you on chat. And it has a conversation. It was quite convincing at first, till I had about five or six friends who all asked me the same thing. It came from somebody, like, and it's very much like, how you doing, man? Listen, I need to check this, because, and they give some sort of reason. It looks credible. I'm about to click it. And then another one came up from another, exactly the same message. And I thought, what's all that about? Then another one came up and I thought, ah, this ain't right. This is obviously a virus. But I'd already replied to the first one and said, what's the link? And then it replied to me, and it wasn't the person, it was the virus. So that's next level, isn't it? As Skinny Nine was, that's next level. That is next
it
level.
Is.
When viruses are now on Facebook chat, chatting to you and giving you these sort of standard messages, but the messages work with whatever you type. Bizarre, man. Dangerous.
I'm sure I got the same kind of message the other day, you know. Excuse me. Somebody messaged me asking me to check out some site and for me to tell him if I thought it was legit or not. I think it was selling Reebok or something like that. And
oh, God, yeah.
I asked...
Reebok sites all over Facebook. These women, have you seen them sites where you get added by like a female? And the female, and all she's got is like pictures of Reebok. And it's like she tags everybody in the Reebok, and she's like, it's all the other one is when they've got like, oh, I've just broken my nail, but I've uploaded some new sexy vids at this link. These spam things try adding you up all the time. Maybe it's just because we're spammers, I don't know, but we get added up a lot by all these fake profiles. Facebook are doing nothing about it.
Yeah, it's bullshit. I mean, all you can do is just the best thing to do is just not click on any link.
Well, best thing to do is when you get face requests, everybody out there, or Facebook requests, always check the actual profile first. Right click on it, open in a new tab so you don't, you know, lose the screen. Get it up, have a look, check. And if they've got one picture, you know they're fake. Just check. You'll just look at the wall, man. Just look at the wall of every profile now, because there's so much garbage out there. And people say, oh, it's not harmful. But the thing that I hate about Facebook, the worst thing in the world, is tagging. How can we stop? There's no way, is there, of stopping people from tagging you in things. It's ridiculous. You just go to your wall and you spend about 5 minutes just deleting people have tagged you in photos of like the baby and that. And do you know what I mean? It's not appropriate, is it? It's just, I don't want to see your baby. Or the worst thing is when they have nightclub promo, people must get these nightclub flyers. And you know, like the worst artwork in the world for the most stupid event, and you've been tagged in it. You know, I don't want it on my wall, but people now just blatantly use that as a form of promotion. But I don't know if anybody out there has ever like gone, oh great, I've been tagged. Brilliant, let me check it. Let me click it. Right, oh right, I better get to that event. It can't be effective, can it? These people who put you in these event flyers and tag you, they just can't be effective. I don't know what's going on, man, but Facebook is going the same way as MySpace went. Listen, let's keep things bouncing tonight. We've got another guest on the way. He's a movie star. He's a critically acclaimed MC. We're going to be talking to him in approximately 10 minutes' time. I wouldn't normally play tracks from this artist, but this kind of blew my head off.
Ahem, ahem. Attention, attention, please. Attention, you. Yeah, you. You too. Shut the fuck up. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, niggas and bitches, I think that
feel boy this
has officially lost his fucking mind. He's a madman, I tell you. Look. Out. You're easy to ignore. Believe me, you're a ball. Believe me, I get sleepy when you speak to me, I snore. I treat him like a hard that I be seeing on the tall. I'm the skeeting and leaving, all he's seeing is the dog. I'm the skeeting and leaving, all the semen on the floor. Then I clean it with your drawers or my sneakers on your bra. Any money more, any me, any money more. Teeny, mini, tiny horse, fitty, mini, tiny draws. See me, I like it more when they fit it to me, bro. I am greedy, I am sure. Life is me, am I am all. Life is hard. Life is odd. Life's like a lightning rod. Fight with God, I did it twice, Nimrod. Life's a light skin broad that might menage twice with the right massage. Ooh. She like it all night in your wife's garage. And my pipe's quite large, so your wife might bomb. Waiting for me to beat it, and your wife might starve. Ooh. nightmare. Night lights off, night night on. It's fright night, so run in your nice tight bra with your wife tights on. Take flight like dawn. My life's like Mars. I'm out of this world. Look, bright like stars. Wow, I bite like sharks. Your little bitty bitches ain't quite like Jaws. Your little niggas, but your little light bite bark. The Twitter killers, but your little type right talk. Type. I type right all types right to the mob. Just make sure you spell my name right on your blog.
For the F,
nigga, I see right through your blog. Yeah. My everybody steady shine light through the fog. Then I write a 4-minute rap, informant is flat. Time is money, you only get informant is back. I take all of that, ask the informants and the rats. I baseball your hat off the corner with a bat. I slaughter it, all of it, cause all of it is whack. Then I toss it in the water with the formula for crack. Wow. Then I order it and pack all the orders in the pack. Then I toss it in a coffin and perform it in a rap. Get the audience attacked with an ornament. It's on again, I clap like I'm strapped with an accordion. Travel through your cardian, I'm snatching up your daughter while she travel with a guardian. I crash through your party and I'm looking for a virgin like a splash my Bacardi in. I'm bigger than a hit record. All night I drink liquor till I piss breakfast. I need an ale for dinner, deliver the message. Not the ale, I sit in the middle of Lexus. With my women, I sit in the middle of X's. I'm chauvinistic with women, I'm sexist. I go ballistic when I'm dipping detectives. I scribble a mess when they begin in the sketches. They fin in the checkers, they fin in the catchers. Catch this, I'm sick and infectious. Yuck. I'm living with spirits delivering hexes. The devil sent me venom is dipped in asbestos. And then he sent me to heaven and scribble a message. I wrote six sixes and I'm scribbling X's. I can't read it. What does it say?
I don't know.
I'm Chucky. Who wanna play? This time you're lucky. I got the bride of Chucky squirting on my shirt, staining my designer rumpy. I slide in the vagina, kinda comfy. Half metal, it kinda look kinda rusty. Half ghetto, kinda look kinda ugly. She was climbing up my waist, trying to climb above me. She dropped it in my face, kinda clumsy. I was sick before Mike Jack got a monkey. Small Osama bin Laden been trying to duck me. Tell Obama we dividing the entire country. Half for him, half for me.
Yeah.
He could run it after me.
Okay.
Feds are coming after me. Woo. Cause I'm the missing letter that come after Z. My heart pump lava plus half a key. But hash and E plus gasoline. Ooh. Doctor, whatever happened to me, whatever happened has happened to me. It doesn't matter to me.
Oh.
Juliet, what a catastrophe. I'm not Romeo like the sun from Master P.
No.
I just like the sun, dumb bastards. I'm just like the sun, I unpack the heat. So punk, you should run for sunglasses.
Wait.
Or get your punk ass and stuff past the street.
Street.
What?
What?
Freeze. I breathe fire me, I'm a dungeon dragon. But I'm drunk and stagged with all the drugs and laughing. When I'm puff puff passing a bunch of magic. I rap cocky, I do a bunch of bragging.
Yeah.
I rap about jewelry and a bunch of fashion.
See?
Gucci put G's on a bunch of fabric.
Gucci.
I threw it on tonight, got a bunch of swagger. And a bunch of rags that all come with tags. And 100 bags stuffed with stuff to match it.
Nice.
100 grand stuffed in a comfy mattress. I cut your hands up if you come to grab it.
Ow.
My underwear be coming with a bunch of magnums.
Yep.
I fuck them, dump them, punch them, gag them. I shoot snuff porn, jump and stab them. Cut them up and stuff them in a luggage and drag them. Then I tie the suitcase to the front of a wagon. Then I play chicken with a Hummer and crash them. Then I burn rubber till I turn rubber to ashes. And let it burn under dirt covered with acid and 5 tons of gas.
Yeah.
Police find you crying, dry, humped and gagged. Tied up in a casket, fried up. I'm like 500 matches. I'm boxing, I'm fighting 500 matches. My kitchen full of fireflies, stuffed the magnets.
Yeah.
No food in it.
Oh.
I'm just bananas.
Nuts.
School of hard knocks. I come with a bachelor's, but I dropped out and still came up with a master's.
Smart.
Trying to get lucky. Fuck the madness. I cut a couple feet off a bunch of rabbits. Bunch of maggots. Sewing up some baskets. Making up a plastic ready bunch package.
Ew. Damn, graph going off.
Why you rapping like that?
Huh?
You showing off.
Ooh.
Lights on right now.
Huh?
They going off.
Oh.
A stuck up jackass and a know-it-all.
Jerk.
Got a title belt, but he never show it off. I don't even care about it. I throw it off.
Keep it.
Douchebags bench you to crown me.
Ah.
I rap better than the best rap in your county.
Yes.
Hate the rap game and I'm rapping it around me. I hold a hope in until the back of it surround me. Now back to the Dungeon Dragon. It ain't Halloween, but I got a pumpkin hanging from my trunk and dangling all up and swinging. Cause I'm a vampire with a bunch of fangs that to cut your fingers up. Plus my elephant tusk, plus orangutan nuts is hanging. I'm a monster. I bust the bangers while you stuck up in a closet with a bunch of hangers.
Bang.
A one night stand, humping strangers, and I'm running next door so I can hump your neighbors.
Humping
away. Plus they stay chained up with handcuffs and tasers. Cause when I get freaky enough, it's danger. You ever had your little nipples sucked with lasers?
Ow.
That's just for play. I show you what game is.
What?
Bitch, let's fuck, I'm famous.
Now.
I got it feeling like a bunch of razors.
Ow.
My dick get hard enough to cut potatoes. Let's roleplay. Come dressed up as a waitress while I stuff tomatoes up your anus.
Freak.
It comes on a plate with one steak fish, some cake mixed up with lunch, then I ate it like yum. Your friend wants some? Taste it.
Huh?
That's how I feel when you're fucking the greatest.
Me.
That's how I feel when you're stuck in the matrix. Stuck in the basement, under the pavement.
Oh.
Life is a bitch and I'm coming to rape it.
Yeah.
But this is porn, so whenever you suck it, I tape it.
Okay.
Hey.
happens to be the sound of graph. As we just keep the fresh music bouncing. Oh,
fresh off the bottom of the block. Still on my grizzly cause the grind never stop. Still getting busy till the day I make it pop. Niggas got it locked, but when I get it cracking, it's gonna be that ready rock. Watch, listen and learn. Nigga been patient, been waiting for my turn. Nigga been fire, try touch it and get burned. That's a general warning, the homie may concern. Music is returned to the roots and the essence. Went from star student to the dude teaching lessons. Me and Scott Zoo in the groove is a blessing. Back by snow goons, nigga who won the F with? Lose off the effort, yeah, and check the method. When I put bars to beats, that's some next shit. Rest of y'all retreat. The head hit the exit. Lyrics was remiss, but I'm here to prove it won't go on like this, motherfucker. So I put the pen to the paper, push the joint properly and make sure it's major. And look what I major. So I put the pen to the paper, push the joint properly and make sure it's major. And look what I major. And look what I major. And look what I major. My ink pen is still the same, so if you feel a change, it's probably because you listening how the different flames. It's either that or I'm signaling in a bigger lane. I say it's both, so getting it is a bigger claim. You get it, most don't, but I don't feel a way. And if I do, it's with a crown and a singer's range. The cut quota, grew up with cutthroaters. Smelled it in the hall whenever they cut soda. Whoever set the bar that was left to jump over, I did that, but who would've knew you could jump lower? Now they paparazzi the flow, and I don't fault them. If I was you, then I would too. So when I talk them, I often try to go easy. They want me to repeat, I wanna leave them alone, but they need me. No dumbing down, so in order to come around, you need a listener's approach to see what I'm pumping out. You get it? So I put the pen to the paper, push the joint properly and make sure it's major. And look what I major. To the paper, push the joint properly and make sure it's major. And look what I major.
Of course, Torre, Sky Zoo. Shout out to DJ Illegal, all the Snow Goons crew. Another absolutely massive album. We spoke to them on the last show, all about Kraftwerk. Really feeling that little vocal sample as well. But is it a Montana anthem? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that is a Montana anthem, but this certainly is. Nabo Rock, Ricky Steamboat.
Oh! Man. Yo, man, I keep hearing like all these little kids, man. They're like 10 years younger than me, man, trying to do this shit. They gotta punch in and shit. Well,
it's the Montana anthem of this week.
I'ma show you how that does it, man. Like with the steamboat.
Gel your hair!
Intensity, off the top roping. Offer you a dosing till you ain't coping. Get used to losing. I'm good with the moves and keep snoozing. Soon y'all be moving. Packed up and shipped out. Little big shout. You should skip town when I pull a script out. Technicolor dream coat, Ricky Steamboat. Clean quotes, undefeated team dope. Oh, man. Yo, man, I keep hearing like all these little kids, man. They're like 10 years younger than me, man, trying to do this shit.
As we get ready for our next guest tonight.
Shit, well, fuck that, man. I'ma show you how a vet does it, man.
Like it's the 80s, Peter North
style. It's that high intensity, off the top open. Offer you a dosing till you ain't coping. Get used to losing, I'm good with the moves and keep snoozing, soon y'all be moving. Packed up and shipped out, little big shout. You should skip town when I pull a script out. Technicolor dream coat, Ricky Steamboat. Clean quotes, undefeated team dope. Rock mics and stripes on them, decorated, man of clout. Respect grow on them, kinda like Ivy. I'm looking like Swamp Thing, the new Dan Spivey. Don't ever try me, like acid from the 60s. You'll get fucked up, young pup from an old dog, rough, rough. Reincarnated like Megatron into Galvatron. Tell your pals it's on, I'm stepping on everything, that's my motto. Drunk driving in a steamroller full throttle. Gassed up, pedal to the metal. Your bitch Russian shotgun, sucking on my bottle. Profile prominent, billboard grilling. Ill Lord killing with the shit I be drilling. Like that is being hit from a wild pitch. First inning, I'm always starting shit. Drunk off moonshine, beating up the scenery. Feds rush in when I operate machinery. I tear up tracks like rips and Mad Max. Bills are all paid from skills and that's that. I'm the greatest heel ever, top card draw. Had matches with Hogan before Raw. I earned the match with the iron claw. Saw bitches in half like magicians. Kid, listen, you can hear the motherfucking flow glisten. King Midas touched on school from the old. Anything he speak on, now turn to gold. 14 carat tracks, rap Arafat. I keep it old school, like doing the cabbage patch. Not the dolls, but the dance. Pee Wee Herman's, Roger Rabbit's. Skid fabric, so focused. Now we'll rock like Crocus. Gotham's new hero, taking out jokers. Y'all is heroes, Steez be the brokers. Please, it's time to refocus. Update your formula, mine's to advance for your own good. I own you plus your whole hood. Y'all are ducks like shit fireworks. No spark, it's time to retire, jerks. There's the door, hit the exit. Y'all rejected, the leader of the news been elected. That's me, your own people selected. I'm so dynamic with the gift. God damn it, won the planet, the Lord of the Sith. One man gang slang novels on the loose. Those who wanna hang get fitted with the noose. Classic songs, bet your ass it's on. Beating down cops with their own batons. At the precinct till the break of dawn. But I prefer getting beers right on their front lawn. While they bitch watch yelling Alvo Rock stop. Go ahead, what you gonna do, call the cops? I do it for the props while the heads nod. No applause, it's just bow to the guard. Can't stand authority, blue collar scholar. Freaking out Dorothy, snatching up dollars. Pissing off the upper class Mayflower bitches. Nodding my head while my cheese hitting switches. Pay-per-view albums, main event singles. Y'all know the outcome, ringtone jingles. I ain't myself if I ain't gassing a bimbo.
So Ricky Steamboat tonight. So Barry Windham in here.
Disturbing herbs is a hobby for the type of it. I'm breaking kneecaps of the food that you ain't running shit. En vivo desde Queens Corona, saquen sus pistolas y súbanle a la emisora, ya llegó la hora. Party rocker, heavy the DJ Camelo. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to the Blackout Show. And before we sign off, I gotta play this last joint. These guys need no introduction, just rock out with me, baby.
Hey yo fam, it's time to detonate. Like suicide bombers and guys where y'all meditate. The known heavyweight, I make these bars levitate. Some little cranes elevating the most featherweight. Miami-ass rappers swelling beyond college and make them collapse quicker than Shay and the Metropolitans. I stay dropping it, listen, you like sex? I gotta stash up in Virginia, buried in Mike's pit, right next to Five Pit. Why you on your side, kick? Roll up on your side quick, and I am you a nice clip. You know I got the aim for that, like I'm riding the flow in Pyrex. I made the crack. Gab got your dollar for dollar, pound for pound. Holler, hotter than South Ghana in June without water. Power beyond power, this only a light taste.
I get plays on that thing.
You get plays on my space. Come on, homie, this my place. Dog, dingy and foul. 37th Avenue Corona, we'll cripple your style. Blackout.
Somebody said he was hot, somebody said he was not. Somebody tell him I don't care, man, I got it all. A flow box, every line punched like a volleyball. The show's hot, every line scrunched inside it raw. They scream for Joey O, my broads don't need makeup. Catch him on the wake up and still get a mean portfolio. My team gon' rodeo ride, baby, if it's my safety. You in danger and had him ink him in on five crazy. I've been a good guy lately, put down them packs for tracks. Can't ruin my record, I'm doing these records. I know a lot of y'all might think I'm new, but a second ago and two triple loaded, quick had him moving on stretches. Same kid, I'm just running with my government. Came a long way from spitting about the rubber grip on that 9mm that I was not shooting. But back then that was cool. What are y'all still doing? Every line you pop something. My gap blow, your trash flow, assholes, glass Joe. You'll never drop nothing. Y'all sound too plain. It's a million of us trying to be artists, but who gon' paint up a picture they can't explain? That's where I come in, dumbing on every track possible. Because of me, they drawing blueprints from rap hospital. I murder songs, hurt shows, infect streets, and my flow catch a cold when they throw on the next beat.
La verdad, the truth when it come to this, everything is crack valves, the fiend gon' get they fixed. Heard about through, resume official, dog, 37 Ave, the worst, don't get involved. Don't talk about beef, cause we feasting, eating all the food on your plate for no reason. Catalog crazy, peep the discography, always been a grinder, five finger policy. Yeah, you could get got for all your property, but I left the streets behind and start a colony. So I'm cool now, I feel like a summer breeze, and you only see me choking on some sticky weed. When they mention my name, they say I'm good bread. Any session I'm in, this what the hood said. Speak for Corona, boulevards, avenues, and these hustlers out, pick up a manual. Talking indictments, boring and biting, so that's why they love me, dog, I'm bringing excitement. Fresh like Larry Love, love my familiar. Y'all niggas looking real foreign, nothing familiar. You ain't cut from the same cloth, dog, I'm a made boss. And I ain't even started to take off. They don't want me to black out, I'm notorious. And the clapping is heat, it ain't the audience. Last of the rail, your hands on the steel, but you ain't got the heart to go blast it for real. So fall back, homie, when I'm in the premises, cause you ain't fucking built for a subject and a predicate, you throw.
Aw, man, international club king.
Shout went out to Nightwalker.
That was my man Gap, gotcha.
I wish that had been on there, that was pure priceless, this off-air call I just made.
Show every weekend.
I've got our next guest, and I've got his name stored in my phone. But it was Nightwalker's number. So I'm asking him, like, going, just how you doing, man? Are you ready for the interview? And he's like, going, what? And I'm thinking it's the next guest. And I'm going, yeah, we had the interview. We had the 8 p.m. interview. Just checking everything's okay. He's like, going, are you all right, man? I think you just brought up a small child there. And Nightwalker's going, interview? I didn't know it was Nightwalker. I thought it was our next guest, you see. So big shout to Nightwalker for that long conversation. Thank you for bearing with me. As well. Shout going out to Nightwalker on that one. Right, let me get the number of our next guest and call him off air.
I'm going to go right in, fam. What I speak is legal tender in the hands of a gambler. Vivid as a resolution in the lens of a camera. My dominance is a curse. Skills just ain't fitting in with all the skateboarding and dancing. They say the art advancing, but all movement is not progress. So I'm on the outskirts of all the nonsense. On the outside looking in, window shopping. Trying to find a lane like my car window fogged up. I ain't Doogie and a doing a jerk. I feel like Paul Bunyan in a room full of Smurfs. It's Papa Juan Pablo, they ain't heard it this hard since Rakim was popping. Guess I'm a dinosaur, jeans too loose, with rhymes way too hard to intrigue the youth. Fuck it, I'ma stay Richard Ramirez in hard beats while y'all do what everybody else doing, copy Rhode Island. Keep it real, we ain't never had to fake it, a lot still sleeping on the greatest. I guess we from Rhode Island, I'm trying to tell them we ain't playing, but these cats don't hear what I'm saying. I guess we from Rhode Island, they can't put us in a lane, but we live and that fact still remains. We gotta push.
That's just sound good, man. Gotta push on. Yeah, look, ever since a child, my nigga, I had style. So what you expect me to rock with now? Even though times got worse and some more problems, pal. Every time I spit a verse, I swear God smiles. Yeah, that's all I need. Food for thought, I promise, it's all I feed. Real talk from the heart, man, that's all I bleed. Vibes given from intuition, it's all I read. So, if you ain't in my lane, brother, good luck. 9 out of 10, I take rap over a good fuck. Bullets flying out here, a nigga should duck. I'm supplying rhetoric that the hood should love. Real listeners say this shit's blistering. I guess I'm too hot, niggas wanna hear that winter shit. I drop a couple snowflakes and wisdom on the head of these young turtles. Y'all almost a splinter shit. To keep it real, we ain't never had to fake it. A lot still sleeping on the greatest. I guess we from Rhode Island, I'm trying to tell them we ain't playing, but these cats don't hear what I'm saying. I guess we from Rhode Island, they can't put us in a lane, but we live and that fact still remains. We gotta push.
Oh shit.
Raps packed with knowledge is my path. I'm starting with a gangster, skinny jean, backpacker, conscious. Labels don't fit us, we be too enormous. It's life like whipping shopping for jeans up at Nordstrom's. Difference between us is a stream and a ocean. Way too many bastards, we need more abortions. I'm Dr. Kevorkian, feasting on them seeds, so please put a fork in. Let me play my part, let me make my art. See these assholes as tadpoles on the great white shark. While hip-hop fans grow up and lose their affinity, record companies remind me the newspaper industry. Rappers lacking physical product, no juice in they town, so they buzz hibernates when the computer shuts down. These headshots got Photoshop, you should duck down. Art imitates life, that's why the music's dumbed down.
Real talk, fam. Yeah, I mean, what I read is that a real man stands alone. They not seeking outside sources to justify their presence and whatnot, you know what I mean? Niggas already
know. It's all about Rhode Island. It's all about the Taps crew.
That's how we rock.
Trying to close this station down. Our ghost investigation was far too much for there. for their equipment to cope with. That, of course, is the Magnificent Sounds. He's copying me now. It's the Magnificent Sounds, and of course, Columbo Black. Track is called Rhode Island. Just waiting for our next guest to pick up the phone, get everything in line, and we will be talking to him.
Nobody ever said this rap thing was going to be an overnight success. Sometimes it's a slow process. And on this road to success, some niggas take the fast road, but some of us like to take the scenic route. Oh yeah, it's gonna take a little time, but the whole point is getting to the place you wanna be, you feel me? And be thankful when you finally get there.
I wanna say thank you to my homeboy Tenacity, engineering that. You know, it's hard work, but it pays off.
Shout out to all the regular crew, everybody out there.
Patience, been a long time since Trey D's basement, but it's a new day, man. The pain seems ancient. That's old news, like drinking Bokus on a Babalo road cruise with your whole crew. Now it's interviews, you can find me on iTunes. All kind of reviews, people tracking my moves, and it's cool. I'm loving every moment of it. I know you're sick about it, homie, get your robot tussin'. It took time to get a hook line. Now my album got a following when I push mine out. And if I do say so, myself is well deserved. We move things slow, it's felt but seldom heard. It builds character like we built America. What can I say? Some people got the will to carry on, and I'm one of them. Feeling like I'm in my prime once again, frozen like the hands of time cupped in him. It takes time to get it, but it's all part of the business. It takes time to get it, but I'm loving every minute. Yeah, let me tell you this. Yeah. I've been here, I've been there, I've been cheered, I've been stared at. But when I'm done, it's all the same. I get love, this is my ball and chain. I wanna thank you, thank you. Thank you for your dollars, thank you for your hollers at the shows, it's an honor. I try to describe the sound of all the noise like the onomatopoeia. I leave it for you to ponder through this mantra. Repeat it, then save it in your banks. Hug the ones you love, make sure you gave them any thanks. You might look at me crazy like an alien from space, just trying to give you peace of mind so you can stay away from anxious. For the late teens and the gentlemen, for the late teens and the middle age, the ADHD babies with the Ritalin, or for the crazies and the middle sane, everybody. It takes time to get it, but it's all part of the business. It takes time to get it, but I'm loving every minute.
I might be a stranger to wealth, but still thankful as hell. Like a noisy ass neighbor, I know patience well. I do all about the dark demons fame propels. Just look at Dave Chappelle, hell, I pace myself. I'm blessed to be professionally known on a small scale. Grateful every time I zone and a boss felt. For every diehard fan who broke the six doors just to find out that my album had shitty distro. In every city I represented, whether a packed crowd or empty enough to hear a echo in it. That's the breaks, that's what it takes to push forward. Like a breech bird, put my best foot forward. Good Lord, it's humbling and how it goes. How I rose from opening acts to an hour show. If it vanished, I wouldn't even be sour, yo. I still give praise to the most powerful. That's humble, man.
It takes time to get it, but it's all part of the business. It takes time to get it, but I'm loving every minute.
It takes a little time, it's a constant grind. Of course, in the place to be now, I have Menace. How you doing, man? You sound like your cough's getting a lot worse.
Yeah, it is. Sorry about that, bro. It is.
No, don't need to apologize. I'm sure the listeners got a lot of sympathy for yourself, and no one minds you like producing offspring out of your voice. Are you coughing things up, or is it just a dry cough?
Yeah, there's aliens coming out my throat and everything, man.
As usual, as usual. Should we get... I had to be careful what I said there. Should we get another guest out?
Why not?
There's no link to aliens, is there? Let's bring him out. It's our next guest tonight. We spoke to him very, very briefly a few shows ago, and he eagerly was wanted to get back on the show and was a bit apologetic for having to run. He literally had to leave that night. We had about 3 or 4 minutes with him, then we left. We had a lot of things we wanted to ask him, and even more now. Let's bring him on. Slain. Conspiracy Worldwide.
Thank you. Hello.
Good evening, Slay. Welcome back to the Friday Night Live Show.
What's good, man?
Everything is good tonight. Everything is good. How are you doing today?
Doing all right, man. I'm fucking on my way driving to New York to go do a show tonight.
Right, excellent.
I just recorded. I just did like a 36-hour stretch in the studio and no sleep, and now I'm driving out to New York to go and do a show.
Oh, man. With a big pack of Red Bull or something similar. That's how it has to happen, though, man. That's how it has to happen. You've got to keep going. Now, of course, 2011, the brand new album from Slain. But, of course, that's all kind of masked in this kind of doubt from a lot of people. We had Ill Bill on the show a couple of shows back, and he was strongly saying that he wasn't quite sure what was happening. But we heard through the grapevine that you were thinking of hanging up the microphone. Surely that isn't correct.
Nah, I'm not thinking of hanging up the mic, man. It's just, I mean, to tell you the truth, dude, like this, I never really thought about doing this as a living. It became a living for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was broke. I was hustling mixtapes. It ended up becoming something bigger than I ever thought, I ever imagined, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always loved hip-hop. I just never thought I would get where I'm at right now. So, to me, like, picture like something that's so pure to you, like, you know, something that saved your life, like everything that you always, you know, it was just me and the notebook, me and the mic, me and the beats, and it had nothing to do with nobody else, you know what I mean? So now for somebody to tell me like I have to appeal to a certain audience, or I have to, like, you know, like any of it, man, like not for nothing. It's not that I don't care about the fans, because I do. I realize, like, I represent something bigger than myself. It's just that I really only do this for me. Like, it's therapy. So when you start losing that a little bit, and it starts becoming a business thing, and clearing samples and T-shirts, and I ain't here to sell T-shirts, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that other stuff is extra. That's not what I'm doing it for. So it's not that I'm thinking of hanging up the mic. It's just that I'll always make hip hop music, but I don't know that how much longer I'm going to be in the game where I'm like promoting my stuff and making records and touring and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand you fully. Who is it that's putting the pressure on? You don't have to name names, but I mean, are we talking just labels?
There's not one person or one entity putting the pressure on. It's just the world of being in the hip hop game is so fake and phony to me. Like, when you open the cover up and you smell that, it smells like shit, and like, it, you know, to me, like, all these dudes are really fake, man. There's a lot of fake shit. You know, there's a lot of fake rappers and, like, you know, like, I'm not really cool with, like, lawyers and publicists and all the bullshit. Like, to me, I'm like a dude who made something out of nothing. Like, I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain. I sound like an eccentric fucking asshole saying what I'm saying. But
no,
whatever.
You don't. You don't. We've had guests on that sometimes border on that, but you don't. No, you sound like somebody who's in it for 100% the right reasons, and you get frustrated when those reasons get affected or, you know, dragged away from the reason why you're doing what you do. We don't obviously understand that as not being artists ourselves, touring and doing all that. I don't think we truly appreciate all the garbage that goes with being somebody like Slain.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, I mean, like, dude, the behind-the-scenes shit, yo, believe me, I did 6 songs last night, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that I'm not working or that I can't put shit out with the fast pace or a volume. It's just that to actually put shit, put it this way, man, A World With No Skies, which people can download right off the internet right now because it leaked actually from a British site, because the album's supposed to come out on the 26th, I kind of had the rug pulled from underneath me because the town made $150 million, and I had to go back and clear all my samples, because if I didn't, I was going to get, you know, like up to $1.5 million in lawsuits against me for bullshit samples that ain't easy. I mean, that's what I mean. It's just a fucking headache, dog. It's a headache. So, I mean, I ain't hanging shit up. Really, it's kind of making me angrier to make me want to make more shit. So, but I mean, I forget what the question was anyways.
No, you've answered it, man. You've answered it. I was talking about the garbage which surrounds making music in 2010 and now, of course, 2011. And now, bootleggers aside, I mean, that's something that every artist has to battle with. And it's a terrible, terrible battle, but it's a battle that everybody has. But when it comes to the fact that you're in a situation with sample clearance, I mean, that is, to me, that sickens me completely. I mean, that's just... I don't understand. I mean, were you approached by certain... How did it work? Were you approached by the lawyers of artists that became aware that you were using the samples, or is it just a cautionary thing where you've been advised to clear the samples?
It's a little bit of both. It's like, I mean, you know, like I have management, and obviously management and a record label. And when, you know, like with all this stuff coming up, I had two songs on the soundtrack. I mean, I can't really go into specific details because I don't want to fuck myself, but like... You know, I had two songs on the soundtrack of the town, and it came to the attention of certain people, you know, that I'm using samples, and now, I mean, dude, put it this way, lawyers are fucking scumbags and pieces of shit, so they're just trying to feast off you and fucking eat off everybody else. So when they see, like, oh, there's somebody we can go after right here and fucking make money off of, then they'll fucking come and get you, man. So it's like, you know, it's put it this way, that album, A World With No Skies, I want everybody, all your listeners out there, to go and download the shit, bootleg it, because it's not coming out the way that it is. You know what I mean? Like, when I put that record out, it's going to be sample-free, and I'm going to clear a few of the samples or whatever, but it's going to be a different record. So go and listen to the record how it is, go online and download it for fucking free off the pirate sites. And listen to it how I intended it, because it's a fucking incredible album. And for me to not be able to put that record out the way that I wanted to put it out is heartbreaking to me as an artist. So besides the business aspect of it, I don't think you'll ever have another artist come on your show and tell people, first of all, I just put out the Devil Never Dies mixtape for free for everybody to download. And go ahead, go download my fucking album and listen to my vision, my life, my world, the way that, I mean... If it was 1995, man, that shit would be in stores. I would have sold fucking 500,000 to 1,000,000 records off that shit. That record is incredible, man. Go listen to it and tell me it ain't.
Yeah. Do you know what, man? I mean, I've got to be quite honest with you. I'm always bottling up in the studio, cause, and I am being honest with you, because when you put it like that and you express that, because most people out there go on the internet and they go, right, let's see what albums are out. Oh, I want that. Want, need, got. It's like trading cards. Want, got. That's the relevancy now, and it's a click, click. Oh, there's a pop-up. God, I hate downloading these albums. It's really annoying having to wait. And that's it. That's one. The way you said it there, your life, your vision, your heart, your hard work, and that's all consumed now in a click. And that's...
And it's you know, it's basically everybody saying fuck you to me and my family. At the end of the day, I don't think, like, everybody who downloads... I don't take it that personal that everybody who downloads my record is saying that, but I think, like, the whole system where the internet is like, look, I'll tell you what, like, if tomorrow BS started coming out of your computer, do you think the government wouldn't step in and be like, yo, the liquor stores and the bars are all going out of business, we need to fucking stop with it? Do you think they wouldn't come to your house and fucking shut your computer off with the liquor? If clothes and food were coming out of your computer, you'd think they wouldn't stop that shit right away, but it's music. It's okay. You can fucking steal from me. You can fucking steal. You can steal. You can eat food off of my fucking son's plate. How fucked up is that? You know what I mean? Like, everything that I'm fucking going and working for, you can fucking take that from me, and that's cool. And I'm supposed to fucking eat it, and fuck, even when fans are talking shit like that, like, oh, he's complaining about us downloading the record. Yeah, I'm fucking complaining about it, man. I mean, I deal with what I have to given the circumstance, but you're taking food out of my son's mouth. I've had millions of dollars stolen from me, literally. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fucked up, man. I'm not supposed to be mad about that.
Yeah, no, I can fully understand that.
Especially coming from nothing and building into something. Not that I don't make a decent living, but I could have fucking, you know, taken care of my son for the rest of his life already, if it wasn't for this shit.
Did you foresee this in any shape or form? Did you think this would happen so quickly?
I don't know, man. I mean, it's just technology. We're in a revolution right now. I mean, it's the wild, wild west on the internet. It is what it is.
It is, man. But listen, let's try and get more positive now as I hand over to my co-host, Morris. No, I'm not being sarcastic. I think we need to.
I get a little too negative. I mean, at the end of the day, man, I'm happy to be able to travel the world and have fans and people that listen to my music. It's not that I'm filled with, like, anger and hatred.
The reconstructed and recreated album, in terms of getting rid of samples and having to keep a sample-free experience, how different and in what ways is this new album going to be to the one that is out there, the bootlegged version?
We'll see, because I'm still making it.
That's unbelievable.
Your guess is as good as mine, but I guarantee you, I'm one of the best rappers on the planet, and I'm going to make sure that shit is dope. You know what I mean? So how different is it going to be? We'll see. I mean, it's probably going to be a lot different. There's going to be four or five new songs. There's going to be four or five joints that are on the one as it is that aren't going to be on there. There's going to be some replayed stuff that has different remixes on it and all that, and we'll see, you know? But at the end of the day, there's like eight songs on the album anyways that were sample-free. And those ones will remain on there. And then some of the stuff that has samples will still be on there. And some of it will be replayed. And then there'll be like four or five new ones. It might even end up being like 22 or 23 songs instead of 18.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm still stunned from this whole situation. I know you are. You said this when you came on. The fact that you've got to go back into the studio and recreate an album which borders on perfection. I've heard the bootleg version, I'll be honest with you. And I played and supported the bootleg version. I just simply wanted to do that so people heard your voice and people heard this, what you said, as you said before, a classic album. And I just find it just destroying to me, and I'm not even the person who lost money on this, that you have to now go back in and you're telling us you're still creating this album, which was finished. This was done. You know what I mean? This was a well-rounded, finished project, and you're having to go back in there because of the lawyers. And I just find it sickening. And I understand now, when I asked you that naive question at the beginning about, so you're thinking of hanging up the mic. What a stupid question it was. Because it isn't anything about hanging up mics, is it? This is much more than that. This is just an absolute unbelievable poisoning that you've had with this album.
Yeah, it's devastating, man.
Now, listen, I was trying to say, I've made it all negative again, but let's talk more about the actual album than itself. I mean, are the skies, the world without skies, are these skies a metaphor for the walls that have surrounded your life? And by excluding those walls, are you channeling some of your problems throughout this album? Or is it a different project completely, like you mentioned before? I mean, what does that mean? What does that title mean, A World Without Skies?
I mean, A World Without Skies means a bunch of things. I think, like, you know, it meant, like, in the beginning, I used to think, like, there was nowhere possibly that I could go, you know, like, staring at a ceiling in a detox, sleeping next to a dude who has Hep C and another dude who has AIDS, and seeing my friends dying of ODs and suicides and, you know, people going to jail, and, like, it seemed like there was no way out. And then, you know, it also has another meaning that, you know, that I did find my way out, and I wrote my way out of it, and I built a different life. And it seems now that the possibilities are endless, like that I've done something that's impossible. So the sky, there ain't no sky that's limited me. And so it means two things at once. It's like, you know, the trap and the escape. So a world with no skies is just something that's has a lot of meaning to me, and I just thought it's like kind of an intriguing title too. I think it's like the place in between life and death where your whole life flashes before your eyes.
Yeah, yeah. It is. It's a very powerful title for a very powerful album, and I really look forward to hearing the recreation of the album, if we want to call it that, you know, just the alteration of the album to make it suitable for the snakes, so the snakes are all happy again. You know, I hope that this recreation just captures what really is a very powerful album, and I think the title just really sums up the power which is in with the album. We've got a few listener questions, Slane. One listener's asking you about collaborations, about Static Selector, a lot of work you've done with him recently, and they're asking about any chances of a collaboration project with Static Selector in the future after this new project.
Yeah, we've talked about doing a record together. I think it might happen. To date, I think he did like three records on this album. We've we've kind of leaked other records, like the worst that didn't make the album, but like that leaked, we leaked that to the internet. And on my mixtape, he did a couple joints. He did Setting It Off with me and Jason and Rex. And we've done it, and we have like 5 or 6 in the pocket too, man. I'm going to continue to work with him. Static is my homeboy, and he's a great producer, so I think we'll do a lot more work. We might do a whole project together. We'll see what happens.
Excellent. We've got people asking, of course, now about the movies and the films. What's life been like? What is life like being a movie star for Slane? Ask one listener.
Well, that's like a crazy question that people ask me. So like, I'm really not a movie star, man. Like, I'm just a dude. I'm like a character actor. It's not like I'm Ben Affleck or John Hamm where like people are, you know, I'm getting $1 million paydays and people are flocking me and shit. Like, I'm a character actor. So, I mean, has it raised my profile? Yeah. Is it weird? Like, in the supermarket and people come up to you and shit, it's a little bit, but you know, it is what it is, man. I like doing that shit. I like acting.
And what have you got coming next in terms of acting?
Yo, put it this way, right? I'm the same thing as a, I'm the same thing as an actor that I am as a rapper. I'm a storyteller. I ain't fucking Lil Wayne when I'm rapping, right? Like, I ain't a mainstream star, right? You wouldn't consider me a rap star, right? You consider me an MC. Mm. You wouldn't consider me a movie star. I'm an actor. You know what I mean? Like, for me, that's what it's about. That's what I would rather be that than be a rap star or a fucking movie star. I'd rather be an MC and an actor. I'd rather be a storyteller, somebody who could pick and choose roles that he likes to do, somebody who can rhyme about what he wants to rhyme about, tell stories. At the end of the day, forget about the lawyers and all that bullshit. Like, I feel good about what I'm doing. I feel like I'm doing some good artistic shit that people can relate to.
Mm. And what about as an actor then, as Slane as the actor? I mean, what sort of roles are you looking to pick, or what roles have you picked in terms of being an actor?
Hold on 1 second, I'm just following this GTS. No, you didn't.
Just talking to Slane now, Conspiracy Worldwide Radio, of course.
Sorry, we're driving to the show, man.
We won't be much
trying to follow the GPS. But yeah, as an actor, man, I mean, you know, I'm gonna do a bunch of different stuff. You know what I mean? Like, whatever I feel like is good material, I want to try to. I don't just always want to play like a car thief or a coke dealer or a bank robber. I want to do some other stuff too. But we'll see what happens. You know what I mean? Like, we'll see.
Oh, excellent. I just wonder if there's anything in particular that had worked in. What directors do you want to work with? Was one other listener question that we had. What other directors, movie directors, would you like to work with? Any names you could name?
Clint Eastwood, Paul Thomas Anderson, Spike Lee, Martin Scorsese, obviously. I think that's a good four.
Yeah, it is. That's an excellent four. And another question finally then was, how deep into hip-hop is Affleck? Who does he listen to, says one listener.
I don't think Affleck is too deep into hip-hop. He's, I think he's more of a, I don't know what he listens to. I know he ain't like a hip-hop head.
All right.
But I think he listens to my stuff and he's like, this shit is fucking good, man. But I don't think he's like up on hip-hop and shit. That's my dude, too. I'm not, you know, but he ain't a hip-hop head.
All right, man. That settles that one. Listen, Slane, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. I really look forward to supporting the full album.
And just to, you know, I just want to apologize. Last time that I was on your show, I mean, you know, I've been on your show before. The last time I was on your show was like a quick, like, 3-minute interview. And I know it seemed like I was abrupt or I was being a dickhead, and I didn't mean to come across like that at all. It's just that I had like 40 things going on, and the label had set up the interview. Usually, we always set our interviews up between me and you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I had like all this shit going on, man. Like photo shoots and blah blah blah. All this like too much shit in one day, and then I had a rehearse for this show that Everlast was bringing me out for a House of Pain show where we open up for Kiss and Eminem and all that shit. And like, I was late for that rehearsal. So when it was time to do the interview, I'm supposed to be in the rehearsal that I was already late for. So I had these dudes angry at me that I was late, and then you're calling me, and then, you know what I mean? And then it was like, I was trying to appease both parties, and that's why I cut that interview really short. So I just wanted to apologize and just clarify why that I cut the interview short. But I appreciate you guys' support, and you know, I ain't on no Hollywood shit, even if I am in the movies, man.
Yeah, you might be a movie star now. No, I appreciate that, Slay. No, it's 100%. I think all this is realised as well, and we tried to explain later. Just caught us off guard, that's all, because obviously, like you said, your label has set it up. They told it was all a go, and to be told, you know, that's it, I've got to go. As you can imagine, we're kind of like left ears thinking, all right. But that's okay, man, it's all good. We've been talking to you tonight. I just wish it was under better circumstances, and we're talking about this this original album that would be coming out. But we look forward to the new music.
Yeah, listen, man, it's not all bad. It's good. There's going to be a great album that comes out in a couple of months. There's a reworked version of this album. And, I tell all your listeners, go download the fucking album for free. Pirate it on the internet and listen to it originally how it is, because when it comes out, how I'm going to re-put it out, it's going to be different than that. You know, there's going to be some shit that's the same, but some shit that's different. But, yo, listen to it, enjoy it, and fucking buy it when it comes out.
All right, man. God bless, Slay. Speak soon, man. I wish you all the best.
All right, go.
All right, take care. It's Slaying Conspiracy Worldwide Radio. It's such a shame, really, because I remember the last time when he did come on for a few minutes, Slaying, it was simply a case of him, being very upbeat and very positive, and I've got a new album coming out, and he was looking forward to it. And now, mainly, I think, through the sample problems that are happening, he's had to go back and redo the whole thing, and pretty much he's saying now, well, get that album, because there's no point, it's no use to me now, because the lawyers are out there, and the lawyers have made it so that I've got to go back and redo the whole thing. But this is, it's all quite shocking. Anyway, let's keep things bouncing tonight, and thanks, Slaying, for his time, and keep things moving. We've got another guest waiting.
Welcome to another exciting evening in the world of sports. Please note that when it comes to competition, there's one thing you...
Is this Mr. B?
Not a game.
Man, it's a sport.
Not a game.
But we still label it as such. I feel like we're playing too much, man. You should have stayed on the bus or up in the stands. But all the fans and the number one foam hands, you ain't filling up a stat sheet. Claim you run a game like back sweeps and track meets. But when the track meets the vocab, I won't lack. So athletic like Dion and Bojack. Son arm, putting these words together like a run on. So fuck a period, I need a lyricist and puns gone. Been stressed since Big Left, L-Fell Pox, TikTok stopped. What happened to hip-hop? King James in the game, I got next. I get better every day, but I'm already the best. Yes, I said it, but only cause I meant it. Let it marinate until the next rap debate. Cause this is...
Not a game.
We don't play when the time is right.
Think it's a game?
Not a game.
In the words of Big Pop, either you're slinging crack rock or you got a wicked jump shot. And when you're trapped on the corner, you think about the past, but you can't, cause everything is moving so fast. Can't ball unless you handle the pill or the rock, so you drop dimes helping these fiends score at will. Somebody gets killed for not covering the spread. Ill-advised shots instead of leather is lead. Funny how hustling is sort of like a sport. Starts out in the street, ends up in the court, and then you're in the press with no timeouts, just time in with a number on your chest. Orange uniform like you're playing for Syracuse. D's so aggressive they refuse to let them loose. Freedom stolen away and so you pray for a one and one, a year and a day. Cause this is...
Not a game.
We don't play when the time is right.
Think it's a game?
Not a game.
We don't play when the time is right.
Think it's a game?
Not a game.
Hey, I'm probably the best you never heard about. I am the GOAT, however, never burn out. No
hang with. So when you speak industry, I don't know the language. But play a beat and I'll show you why I'm head honcho. Y'all getting away with murder like the white Bronco. Bunch of trash in between hooks. Bars too cute to be getting all these mean looks. Put the hottest rappers all on one stage together. See you hold their arm up like Che Guevara. I rhyme hotter and I say it better. I'm a winner, Cold War. I'm a product of the Reagan era. Dave Dinkin to the page inking. My 16's free, all I'm hip hop's Abe Lincoln. Fam, I don't know what they thinking. These niggas got me fucked up like I spent all day drinking. I'm a lost yet. You little lemons in a race with a souped up Corvette. I'm so hot, I can stand still and pour sweat in the North Pole, fully naked with my balls wet. I'm a monster, these other niggas small pets. Claim they sick, but they get cured by a dog vet. I'm thorough from my yank to my Gore-Tex. You bluffing, I play poker, I'm calling all bets. Local boy, when's the last time you all left? I don't even know where the fuck I'm going on tour next. Last month, Canada, before that, Europe. I had waffles out in Belgium, you ain't have syrup. Every time I write, it's another flight. Another whore with my kids on an underbite. Another yow, I chant when I touch the mic. Another magazine spread, yeah, you fucking right. I'm on my grind like a pair of inline skates. Get on tracks and go bananas like a primate. Baboon, gorilla, chimpanzee, a wild ape. King Kong when he escaped. I'm about to skyscrape. But the sky ain't the limit. I can teleport through my mind any minute. Take you to a place where the lions go ribbon. All the frogs roar and the fire is frigid. I'm out of this world, don't belong here. What good is air in the throne if I taught you from a small chair? Family, you niggas got it twisted. Flow out of the box, yours chicken and a biscuit. Give me chicken pox when I listen. I be itching to triple your career like a ligament is missing. Dog, I'm on a mission like an intimate position. When I swing, it's knocked out, so I ain't getting a decision. From here on, it's locked, y'all a prisoner of spitting. Can't escape my bars, no visitors permitted. Welcome to hell with your well holes and pitchfork. And you burn an eternal flame for your bitch talk. Dick in my hand, I'm pissed off, but I ain't buckling. Every day I'm hustling. Rick Ross, one day the whole globe will know I'm Clark Kent. Underneath the shades on a Project Park bench. Superman when I grip the mic. The only way I'm slowing down's if I blow a pound of kryptonite. From now on, I'm a bully, I'ma pick the fight. Let them pick you up off the ground when I chip your bite. You become a little memory, gigabyte. Me and these beats got married, I'm Mr. Right. Little man, you spit aight. I'm on fire, you got a little buzz, Miller Lite. Man, there's so many words running around my brain. If I don't put them on a track, I would go insane. Maybe that's why everything I say is crazy. And every day I wake up with a naked lady. With a VIP band on my right wrist. Pants on the floor, JD with his light sip. Left in the bottle, telly key on the nightstand. I go to the bathroom to pee and then I scram. I live the life of a rock star. They ain't wanna let me through, so I became a cop car. Put the sirens on every time I touch a pin. Everybody moves like dope, that's a fucking tin. My peers know I'm gonna win. This music's like my first crush. For years I want it in. I'm here, oh boy, will you taste the wrath. I'ma make it ugly like what's underneath Chase's mask. I listen to a lot of mixtapes and laugh. All you niggas do is whine like Jamaican ass. Every night I celebrate. We take a glass of champagne to the brain. Sometimes we take a bath. Victory feels far better than defeat. You niggas weak, Solar's letter. I'm harder than a fawn's lever. My worst rhyme's 30 times rougher than your hardest bars ever. I confront like a car fender. Cause everything I'm on, DJs pull up like the bartenders. New York, I'm the answer to your prayers. Head nod music, leader dancing over there. Project shit, ain't no mansion over here. Just murder on the strings, Charles Manson on a sneer. I'm hungry, the game's like a food court. I just gave y'all a loose honey.
Of course, the sound of Joel Ortiz.
Who feel it? Who feel it better?
It's such a great year for hip hop, 2010. Oh, man.
Hello.
Shout out to Evil Ed.
Crazy for this one, man. Crazy for this one, man. Yo, holla where you at, yeah, six man. I get more butts than toilet seats. Roaches in the ashtray, true like Master P. And Britney Spears, I get her out of here, better line. I never lie, it's never mind. Every time you pop the latex, you see, never mind. Problem getting the freak, bitch, never mind. I'm forever fly, LRG, lever time. Beretta time, wetter sweater, daddy lies, yeah. I'm still so never mind, still getting hella high, whip sitting in the sky, yeah, and the rhyme get them every time, spit by every line, every time, break. Chicks say I'm the man, I tell them never mind, chicks say I'm the man, I tell them never mind, fricassee, pepper seed, pepper dime, chicks say I'm the man, I tell them never mind, I tell them never mind. Chicks say I'm the man, I tell them never mind. Fricassee, pepper seed, pepper dime. Say I'm the man, I tell them never mind. Feels
like the eighth day of the week. Young dude, no patience to sleep. Dr. Kevorkian, mic check in the booth. Tongue feel like the tail of a scorpion. Trying to hang, bring the coffee in. Cookies and juice, we getting loose. Ironic how I lie down with the truth. If you nice, the boys uncouth. Convertible feeling, no roof to my thought ceilings don't exist. A twist of the wrist, no pen in my hand. Holograms in the blunt. Smoke's an illusion, Jackie Chan stunt. Ears blunt when I punchline dump. We running through the trees like the forest is Gump. Worst nightmare to a veteran slump. Allergic reaction, let it bump. I tell them never mind. Chicks say I'm the man, I tell them never mind. Fricassee, pepper seed, pepper dime. Yeah. Say I'm the man, I tell them never mind. Tell them never mind. Chicks say I'm the man, I tell them never mind. Fricassee, pepper seed, pepper dime. And chicks say I'm the man, I tell them never mind. Alienate me, push me off the A-list. They hate it, maybe they're scared of my alias. Scared of my radius, arms linked. My circle of influence is radiant. Try hard not to blame, try to think of ways keeping distance between me and them. What it is, the margin here far from slim. Call a space administration for aeronautics. Calling Bob James playing flipping Nautilus. Call him strange playing games by the pilot seat. Leave it empty, ghost ride this ship while I ghost write for grips. Quiet is kept, yes, loose lips sink ships quick. But shit, I'm in this bitch again. Push me farther, wait, push me far enough. Watch me author shit farther than my outer limits. Never mind me, I'm in it, out to get it. Either you dig it or the shovels get to digging, bitch. Never mind. Chicks say I'm the man, I tell them never mind. Fricassee, pepper seed, pepper dime. And chicks say I'm the man, I tell them never mind.
Chicks say I'm the man, I tell them never mind. Chicks say I'm the man, I tell them never mind. Fricassee, pepper seed, pepper dime. Chicks say I'm the man, I tell them never mind.
I tell them never mind. Son of Halo.
Man, it's fun at me to you.
Think it's about our time we get another guest out.
Everything that you want. You expect me to give you.
Now, are you feeling all right, Menace? Because you seem a little bit high. You've been taking... You've had a lot of Fisherman's Friend tonight, it's got to be said, man. There is a safety limit on those things.
Honestly, bro, I'm not even lying. You see me just down that cough mixture. I feel like I just OD'd on the shit, bro.
Damn, I mean, we've had ghosts on the show. We've had arguments on the show. We've had artists laughing in a bizarre way. Absolutely nothing on the show. But we've never had a death.
Sipping on syrup.
We've never had a death. Maybe you're going to change that right now tonight. But speaking of changing things, should we get an artist that's got an album out that should have been out 2 years ago?
Yeah. Of course, it's...
you and you are high. You're doing a song. Yeah.
I know. Blame the cough mixture, bro.
It's all good, man. This should be good. Let's start this right and bring him out now. Conspiracy Worldwide Radio. 2 a.m. inside the United Kingdom.
Hello.
Peace. Good evening, Nems. Welcome to the Friday Night Live Show. How you doing, man?
What's going on?
Everything's good tonight, man. We've been rolling hard, and it's an absolute pleasure to speak to yourself, man. Long overdue, man. I'm really pleased the album is out and it's ready.
Thank you, man. Yeah, it's out there, man. Go cop that.
Now, it's been a long time coming. We'll talk about that on the show in a little bit more detail and get some of the reasons for that. But, I mean, the feedback has been incredible for this album. It's been a real, you know, the pure hip-hop fans out there suddenly have just been taken aback by this release. And I think it's much needed, man. We need more US product like yourself and more albums like this.
Thank you, man. You know, I've been a fan of hip-hop since I'm a kid, man. This is what I do. This is what I live. It's, you know, it's more than rap. Like, the things I rap about is really, you know, it's a little bit me exaggerated, you know, but for the most part, it's me, man. You know what I'm saying? I live and breathe hip-hop. That's what it is.
Exactly. Now, I need to know what NEMS stands for. I've heard it's quite evil.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of shit. First, let me ask you, can I curse on this show or no?
Please do. We like it when people curse. Yes, you can
curse.
All right.
Because there's a whole bunch of shit. You know, the main shit, Naturally Evil Mind State, right? NEMS. But it stands for a whole bunch of other shit. It stands for never equal my skills. Niggas envy my style. Now everything makes sense. Now everyone must suffer. Fuck around, you'll be needing emergency medical service.
It's hardcore, though. Whatever, whichever abbreviation, whichever acronym people choose, is pure
hardcore.
Yeah,
whatever you choose, man.
Exactly, man. That's your style completely. Now, to talk more about this album and much, much more, I'm going to hand over to my co-host in the studio, Menace. Menace.
How you doing, bro?
What up, Menace? What's good?
How you doing, bro? I remember how and when I first got up on your stuff. I believe it was Minimum, Medium, Maximum. I first heard it on a psychological CD, a sample CD that came with Hip Hop Connection back in 2008, I want to say. Of course, that song's all about jail, and you're no stranger to jail. Jail's no stranger to you. How would you say your experiences in jail and different legalities have had an effect on your artistry, and more important, the album President's Day?
Well, the whole album President's Day was written while I was in jail, right? I didn't have any beats. I didn't have none of that. I had to do a little stretch, 1.5 to 4.5 for robbery. For a while, you know, what I say in my rhymes, man, I really do. It's not like something that's just made up out of fiction. But most of it, like I would say about 85 to 90% of the whole album was written in jail, was written just on some, I had a clear head, you know what I'm saying? And most of it was written while I was in jail. And jail, you know, it's nothing fun, man. It's not something cool to go to jail. It's just something that I went through, you know what I'm saying? And it makes me who I am.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about jail. I mean, what kind of reception does Nems get when he's locked up? I mean, has there ever been a case of inmates knowing you, recognizing you from the battle circuit and showing you love? Or is it a case of inmates wanting to battle you because of they know who you are from the battle circuit?
It was a little bit of both, but for the most part, like, when I first got locked up, like, that's when, I don't know if you guys seen it out there, but that Fight Club thing was going on. And, yeah. So, like, when that first came on MTV and all of that out here, I just got locked up and I just went into jail. Actually, the whole Fight Club shit, actually, the case that I had was from 2002. And I went on the run for 4 years. I had to go do my time, but I just was like, fuck it. These guys got to catch me. I'm not going to just turn myself in. So the Fight Club thing and all the battle shit I was doing, I was already on the run. And when it came out on MTV, I already was, you know, they just caught me. So people started noticing me, and for the most part, you know, I get love. But then you had a couple cats that wanted to battle and stuff like that. I got to tam down, show them their place. And, you know, but for the most part, it was love.
Now, what are you able to say what the reasons for your absence last week on the show were? Are you able to say why you weren't on the show?
Why? On last week?
Last Friday?
Last week, I had a show in upstate New York, and you know, I was on the way up there at the time. Yous would have been calling me, and you know, I like to be in a stationary place on my phone, so we get to talk. I'm not on the road driving where it's gonna cut off, and the interview would have been bullshit. I like to, when I do things, I like to do it to the fullest extent. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now bringing it back to battling the nightclub, like you said, everybody listening, at least, you know, a lot of people for the most part will remember you from MTV's Mike Club. I noticed that as well as being featured, you know, as well as being a featured artist on President's Day, one of the featured guests, Ian Solomon, also mixed the majority of the album. Was there ever a point where there was a battle between Necro and Ian Solomon in terms of having a closer input on President's Day?
Basically, the album, when I linked up with, like I said, the whole album was written mostly in jail. So when I first came home, Solomon and my other man Vanguard, they put out the Free Nems mixtape when I was in jail, and they was touring with it and getting it all popping. And when I first came home, I didn't have a deal. The album was just, you know, written. I didn't know what I was gonna do with it. So most of the stuff we just was recording at Solomon's crib. And When I linked up with Necro, most of the album was already done. So, like, there wasn't any, you know, and Necro's just a real dude. Like, Necro wasn't even if the album wasn't recorded already, Necro would have just, you know, he don't really mess with the other side. Like, he lets you do your thing. He don't say, right, yo, take this out, don't do this. You know, he just lets it go. And especially with me, he trusted my vision and what I wanted to do, really, with the album. So he really didn't bother with the input. But most of it was already done when I linked up with PLR anyway.
A lot of creative space on PLR, for sure. Absolutely. Now, speaking of space, was he present at many of the album's recording sessions?
Who?
Necro.
Necro? Nah. It was done already. The album was done. Like, I brought it to him, a finished product already. You know, there was basically a couple songs on there that wasn't done yet, but for the most part, the album was already done.
Okay, excellent. Now, the press release for the album states that it never came out on PLR due to situation beyond your control, should I say. Let's talk about these situations for a second. I mean, what kind of situation stopped the album from coming out on Psychological?
Well, the situation definitely wasn't because of me, and it definitely wasn't because of Necro. Like, in this hip-hop game, you know what I'm saying, it's a business. It's a business before the music, and sometimes, you know, to me, that's sad. But it had to do all with the labels and distribution. And at first, we was on Koch. Psychological was distributed through Koch, and they wasn't really trying to show nobody love, man. Like nobody from PLR. I don't know what the reason was. I dealt with Necro. Necro dealt with the distro people, and you know, it's funny style sometimes, and he had to switch labels, I mean, switch distributors, and, you know, it just wasn't right, you know what I'm saying? And Necro, being the real dude that he is, just, you know, he came to me and he was honest and was like, yo, Nims, what I want to do with your project, I really can't right now because I have to focus on my stuff right now, and the labels ain't really... You know, they're not really showing a lot of love. So here, man, you got my full blessing to take the album and do what you got to do with it, because I know it's a banging album, and I want the people to hear it. So just off of that, you know, that should let the people know that Necro's a real nigga, and I fucks with him for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not PLR. You know, I'm not on the label anymore, but PLR has always been my people's.
Mm. So how did you initially meet Necro? How did PLR come into the picture?
It's you know, one day he just hit me up on the computer or off the internet. He just like I think a fan posted some of my shit on his website. He's seen it and stuff like that. And one day, and at the time when he hit me up, you know, MySpace was still going strong, and he hit me up on MySpace, and I spoke with him that night. The next night, Him and Mr. Hyde came to my crib, we chopped it up, and from there it's been a wrap, you know? We moved on from there.
And of course, after that, after the situation with PLR, it was the situation you have now of Creative Juices. How did they come into the picture? What kind of deal is it that you have with Creative Juices right now?
Well, on the business side of things, you know, I don't speak about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, on the money parts of things, but how I got with Creative Juices is Q Unique. That's my dude. That's my peoples. You know, I really got close with Q when we did the PLR West Coast tour, and you know, we got cool. And the same situation that happened for me. You know, Necro, the whole roster of PLR sort of got, you know, sidetracked. So we all had to take our shit and do what we could do with it. And Q Unique, his you know, Jice from The Arsonist is already on Creative Juices, and Q Unique seemed the opportunity for me, and he hooked me up with ID, and the album was, when I linked up with ID, the album was done, the artwork was done, all I had to do was get put out by someone, and ID heard it and called me back and was like, yo, let's get it popping, man, and the rest is history.
Yeah, he's a good guy, ID, too, real good guy.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Absolutely. Now, true to being a New Yorker, you're an MC who prides yourself on slang. We were talking about the acronym for your name earlier. Let's talk about some of the slang in addition to your name. For those who don't know, tell them what the hell a gunfer is.
Well, a gunfer, man, is just like a gunfer is a hoe, a whore, a slut, a piece of shit bitch, a no good dirty bitch, like just a promiscuous woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like the dictionary term, is a gunter. But, you know, I call dudes gunters, too, because dudes is bitches, too. So, You know, a gunter is like a universal term. It basically just means, like, you're a bitch. If I call a dude a gunter, he's a bitch. If I call a girl a gunter, she's a fucking whore.
Right.
Like, right now I'm going to meet up with two gunters after we get off the phone. Like, that's how it is.
That's not very nice to women, though, is it, to call them that? Surely you don't call a woman a gunter.
Yo, there's women and then there's gunters. They both have their place in society.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a real woman, a real ride or die chick will, you know, keep it official with somebody and be in relationships with somebody. A gunter is somebody we meet at the shows and we take them backstage and they suck us off and do what they got to do with us. You know what I'm saying? So there's a difference. It's not every woman is not a gunter,
but
there are a lot of gunters.
Yeah, no, I understand that. It's a category. It's a style of woman. What about Brit slang, British slang? We've got a lot of slang in this country. I wonder if are you aware of any British slang at all?
Nah, not that I could think of right now. If you want to, what you got for me?
Oh, we got loads of things. Tosh. You ever heard
that? Say that again?
Tosh.
You ever heard that? What's
that mean? Oh, tosh. Tosh, when something's not right, something's a lot, you know, rubbish, it's fake, we call it tosh.
Okay.
So that's one to take away. Try using that. We've got different words for everything. You know, we're British. You know, we've got different words for everything. But no, listen, man.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Now, of course, people know you from your battling days, like we've already said, from MTV, et cetera, et cetera. Is that MTV tag and the time where you spent in the limelight there, was that essential to your career, do you think?
I feel like a lot of people, I got a lot of exposure from that. You know what I'm saying? But I still found it a little funny style that the Fight Club people, the people that actually ran it, like, my record up there is 25 wins and, like, 4 losses.
Mm.
And they chose to show one of my losses on TV, and that was a little bit funny style to me. And you know what? Fans and people that are not around the music industry need to know that, like, the music industry has nothing to do with music. It's all politics. It's all about who you can know, what they could do for you, and, you know, I feel like that was good for my career, got me exposure, and a lot of people that wouldn't regularly know me, but, you know, there's some good with the bad, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely feel like it was a good thing for my career, definitely.
Absolutely. Now, what can we expect after President's Day? What's the next shift for NEMS on Creative Juices?
Well, right now, probably in about, we're already in December, probably about February, the beginning of February, I'm dropping the Filthy Fly Shit mixtape. It's going to be packaged up just like an album. It's going to be on all the sites, President's Day was, it's going to be everywhere. We got 25 bangers on it, we got a whole bunch of features, because I was asking about, you know, I asked the fans, like, yo, what do you want from me on my next shit? And they was like, yo, we would like more features. A lot of people were saying that. So on this one, we got Conniva, Bizarre from B12. We got a lot of people, man. There's too many to name because, like, I don't want to miss nobody, but there's a lot of features on there, and there's a lot of different stuff. You know what I'm saying? There's about 25, maybe more tracks on it, and that's just what it is. We're going to keep it moving, like, February, and then probably next spring I'm going to drop my second album. Like, it don't stop. I bang out records like it ain't nothing.
Sick. the situation with Bizarre, I mean, how did that come about? Was that just a situation where it was just like him being a neighbor, being from Coney Island, it made sense for you to hook up? I mean, how did that come about with Bizarre?
Bizarre's not from Coney Island. Bizarre's from Detroit. But Coney Island is in Brooklyn. But out there in Detroit, all the restaurants, and when I went out there, it blew my mind. All the restaurants out there are called Coney Island. I don't know why, but it is. Me hooking up with Bizarre had nothing to do with Coney Island. I met him through the Fight Club shit, and I started going out there to Detroit and fucking with D12. Rest in peace, Proof. I was hanging out with Proof a couple times. He was a real good dude, man, a real stand-up dude. And, you know, besides New York, man, I fucks with Detroit, you know, and Knive is my people. Like, I fuck with all D12. And it's just something that started through, like, the music, but now they like some real peoples, you know what I'm saying? And they my peoples.
Yeah, exactly. And as they say, real recognizes real, and I feel like, you know, out there in the US right now, so many dope artists like yourself, you just find each other, you know what I mean? And it's more than just working together, it's a friendship, and quality finds quality, thank God. And it's that family affair out there in the US, which I think is keeping hip-hop alive. Listen, Nems, it's been an absolute pleasure, man. I look forward to the new projects that you were talking about there, and of course, supporting this current album. But before we bounce out, a lot of people have been asking if you got Nems on the show, maybe like you've been asking some of your other guests on previous shows, we get a little live spit over the phone right now, Nems. Would you be down for that?
Oh, of course, of course, of course. Yeah, that ain't no problem. That's what I do.
All right, man. It's all on you then, whenever you're ready.
All right, cool. Yo, Gorilla Nems. Niggas know I'm riding dirty. Choke your kid, leave your baby blue like a Lions jersey. Bitch, motherfucker, you could die by 30 or 20. Or 10. Yeah, you could die that early. Glock 40. Call that big bitch Shirley. You done heard about your clique. They should call you Curly. Where's Larry and Mo? You already know. Your wife is a Gunther. Nigga, you married that hoe. Fuck your lifestyle. Slap you up right now. Like, wow. Here's a dollar. Don't just get a white pal. And bring my change back. Bullets blow your frame back. Thought you was a motherfucking bowler. Where's your range at? You still walking, nigga. Why you talking, nigga? Run up on you, give me that bass. I'll balk a nigga. Up surf, leave him by the board. I'll chalk a nigga. Snatch his baby mom. Leave your kid an orphan, nigga. I was off this nigga. Put him in a coffin, nigga. Why you sucking on dick? You be coughing, niggas. I roll with killers, real shooters, organ shifters. Fuck your lifers, snipers. Y'all all can get it. I torture niggas, spit fire, torture nigga. Run up on his block with a hammer, extort the nigga. Baseball bat to his kneecaps. I thought, you know, fuck it. Pussy, you don't want to take it there. I punched through turtle shells. Imagine if your face was there. In other words, I punch your fucking face in. And niggas can't see me like an old Dalmatian. Blind to the facts, lying on the track. Niggas put their shit in stores, then they buy their shit back. But we don't play that shit. And don't pay DJs to play our shit. And still get spins on some amazing shit. Naked at your girl door on some rapist shit. Slap dick to a jaw. Open up, I'll make it fit. Take your chick, make the bitch play with dick. Nice chain, give it up before I take your shit. Run in your mouth, and I'll break your shit. And that ain't even a rhyme, nigga. That's real life. I really did time, got into real fights. And I just met your moms, and she a real dyke. Fuck your life, nigga. President's Day out now, baby. Yeah, Conspiracy Radio, you know I fucks with y'all.
That's what it's all about, Nems, man. Listen, thanks for passing through as raw as hell, and I think everybody really captured the essence of Nems tonight.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the love, man.
All right, man. Take care of yourself. God bless. We'll speak very, very soon.
Likewise. Peace.
All right, man. Peace. It's Nems. It's Conspiracy Worldwide Radio. We keep things bouncing tonight. All different types of flavors. We're literally dying inside the studio. I have to apologize for all the coughing.
I'm chilling in the window seat. A little turbulence is normal, right? Look out the window, seeing lightning, now I'm horrified. I'm thinking, why is the pilot flying towards the light? They should have calculated this way before the flight. Shook like Chris Brown at Rihanna's family reunion. Everybody screaming and hollering landed as soon as possible. We drop for 4 seconds, panic ensues. Then my heart is in my stomach, we plummet faster and furious. With the blink of an eye, I think of my life and everything that's lost just shrinks to the size of one of Tinkerbell's eyelashes. This could get quite tragic. Prayer's an understatement, seems I'm talking right at him. I'm about to hug everybody soon as we touch down. You put things in perspective, 30,000 feet above ground. Cause all it takes is a wrong equation, some faulty brakes, or a bullet with a false name on it.
Time just to change your whole mind and get your head right, cause we running out of time. clip, a cool cat, V-neck and shoes match.
New tags.
Who's that? He's just a douchebag. Who brags? He'll beat the blue, black, and yellow, orange off a Skeletor. He'll flash his He-Man to Susan. Bottom hopper, a great goose, red bull and shin packing. He's hollering,
hey,
with a handful of red dragon. Sushi, tataki, tuna, head spinning past Saturn. Bragging about hiking through the Grand Canyon last winter. Head on his shoulders, not adult enough. So the head below's the one controlling this Beethoven overture. Staying over longer for the open bar, Conan Rock. Meaning yes, beat his chest, King and Kong, leaving drunk. His keys in the Corvette, people aboard, beating brakes, willing the 18-wheeler. Could've killed him, but it killed them, and left him in the wheelchair, depressive. Wishing death had a different perception.
Presence of a past problem freaking me tomorrow. A suicide note quoting all the niggas' songs about how he couldn't do it and refused to go through it with no money. And plus he got a baby, so he's struggling to support the forethought that's chilling in his lady's tummy. He thinking about a job, but he don't want the boss to sunny mobile warrants for riding around town with no insurance. So the whippy eye to keep the repo man from trying to tow it. Forever stay with money, but don't pay it when he owe it. His responsibility and his stability at odds, never nodding in agreement when he conversates with God. He just finds a way to dodge, a place to hide his lack of faith while plotting an escape behind a mirror and mirage. Too scared to face a charge, when all it takes is four men and man up to it all and not be too afraid to fall. That's all.
It is up on the BlackBerry Messenger.
All it takes is
22192
BE3.
Hallelujah! Happens to be the sound of majestic legends.
The magnificent. Yeah, chef, nigga. Ice H2O, Dawn status. Yeah, Jonathan Doe, it's yours, nigga.
Yeah,
it's yours, nigga.
Hey, so what up?
You know what it is, man. You drop it.
Let's work.
Over in Cali, we went up. Over in Cali, we went up. In New York, Texas, Toronto, or Maui. It don't really matter anywhere. We keep it cloudy.
And it's still Dicky shorts and white beaters. Hat cocked, the side meetings. Briefcase, disguise Nina's. VM, Spanish sangria, sensational senoritas. Keep the crowded attention, I be spitting truth serum. Left lane, night train, I deliver. Stank liquor, vet game, cash cow to these wiggers. Ease, I don't get them. Passport, Fender Felix, Sammy Felix in the skillet. Dead prayers, poke to the Bellini boys, kill them. South Sac to the mouth for the Mississippi. Round trips, South Cali to Lady Liberty's lips. Foul wrists, long dips and side dips. No chips, King Tut the rings, ropes hella thick. I think I'm Slick Rick. Late bloomer, and this is my life after. Pitching bars, bagging broads, man, I'm sorta like a trapper. I was trapped in the nosebleeds, a nigga couldn't see shit. Now you need binoculars to keep me in your screen, bitch.
Up in New York, we went up. Up in New York, we went up. Or in Cali, Texas, Toronto, or Maui. It don't really matter anywhere, we keep it cloudy. Up in New York, we went up.
Friday Night Conspiracy Worldwide. A lot of tissues in the studio, and we've not had Jocelyn Stone on tonight. What's going on? It's very cold inside the UK.
Poor cat, melanin froze by the forecast. Now my trunk yelling more than the elephant war chant. When heaven and earth crash from fire, surviving, grinding. Giant as Goliath in a bird bath. Tweeters in the red like it's duck season. Rappers cuss freely. That's the only way to curse, leave it. Blair Witch, the flare switch through the snare, kick the terror. Flat your hi-hat, lose your pamping. Adam's apple, I sniper Adam off of apple. With ample ammo, I'm amper animal with samples. From a land we're making it, it's like you're doing magic. MacGyver couldn't fathom how to rubber band and paper clip. Fuccini, Houdini couldn't call it a comeback. You see me, you feel me, cause I'm raw as a gun clap. It's painful, they understand.
the raps, I cut across they traffic. These rappers just run they trap like southern bosses. Action's not a bluff, can't conquer us. Them hillbilly vanilla millies can't doctor my illy. Couldn't tempt me with thermometers, snitches running mouth because ooh, I flew the cuckoo's nest, rocket top like robots with a loose cool. Let you fly in the zoot suit, was acting like your shit don't stink. Now you can't smell it, dying in your poo poo. Zoom zoom, your soul flying through the hazy sky like Haley's Comet paid the price for trying to find a blue moon. Cover Moses, hit it, stop the King's Dominion. Ripping, thinking tribe like chicken pox through the Indians. General Geronimo, is he man or animal? Critics bite their tongue quicker than a stranded cannibal. Hannibal, the heads feed me lettuce on a plate. These labels try to slave us like the planet of the apes. So we let them birds fly like the Hitchcock classic. My fans throw their hands like they limbs prosthetic. Paperbacks in a slump, still I'm straight, not scoliosis. Trying to sack a bunch of big faces like totem poles. Shut your neck like a monk of Tibet. Soul losers never come back like Russian roulette. Please hold your breath, breathe. Soldiers set free. Got less of a chance to POW some Japanese. Deep with my squad, even the buzz not stopping us. That's like the cops trying to cuff Dr. Octopus.
It's all about out-of-tune samples for 2011. Man, I can hardly talk now.
They was dotting T's, crossing I's, trying to stand me down. Now them dictators assed out like Chairman Mao. Cause I'm built like Britain with an adjective great. They hate you till you die, they love you like a Catholic saint. Miraculous state, born with a pen pad and a mic. Bad as a type dad, beat me like the Passion of Christ. Hooked up with partners till we look like a Congress. We giving campaign a bad name like Bush and Dukakis. Now we head of state, my team schizo, Puerto Rico. So heavyweight can trampoline a hippo off a seesaw. Plus we candidate for movies, writing, fighting for freedom to them heaven gates like two.
North, east, west, south.
I'm headed on a conquest, spelling out the news like the letters on a compass. For the ghettos and the projects, some lettuce in the pockets. Your host with the most, some ghosts.
Legend of the Rockets.
I should like you to consider, if you will, the defendant himself. What manner of human being are we judging here today? A member of one of the great professions, he now stands even as the most humble supplicant. And what he asks from you is only this. Compassion. He's a man whose very vocation demanded a dedication far beyond that.
Shouting out to all the guests tonight.
Merry man.
Shouting out to all the regular crews. As we literally try and prop ourselves up for this one.
You go to church. You listen to the priest and shit.
We're gonna be back to full strength next week, believe that.
Yo, my mental capacity's like an infinite universe. My worlds collide, and each thought to start soon to burst. My temperament, the lust for temptation's a human curse. I'm losing my religion through ghosts of a ruined church. I'm pursuing search for a higher power to guide me. Fighting with every violent instinct that's inside me. Before I was ever born in this war-torn society. Grown inside a womb that was filled with anxiety. I grew up, drinking bottles of booze till I threw up. Smoking bags of fuel before school, I was a screw-up. The priest tried to reach me and teach me, I wasn't listening. Like a wild horse they never could break and who doesn't discipline. Mother bitching and crying, she's trying to answer her own demons. My grandmother's dying of cancer. She lights another cigarette, she's gonna be dead soon. She never weaves or sleeps with a cross in her bedroom.
When I go to sleep, my mom's so mean. If I prayed to God, then he'd hold me. If death and sin is a body of life, say a prayer for the body of Christ. So the body of Christ. When I go to sleep, my mom's so mean. If I prayed to God, then he'd hold me. What death and sinning is a body of life. So
say a prayer for the body of Christ, to the body of Christ.
I wanted to believe in good, even the reason I could, but they nailed Jesus up to two pieces of wood. And it's hard to find peace to keep belief that I should, in this dirty game where everybody's feet's in the mud. I see people drowning in pain in the streets of the hood. I seen a young man who's now lame, deceased where he stood. I seen a government that's evil, berserk people in fear. And every few blocks is still a church steeple that's near. In this cold world of crack cocaine and cooking pots, crime trickles down corrupt politicians to crooked cops. To know what time it is, you just gotta look and watch. So I loaded up a gun and took a shot. The American dream, fueled by money, guns, hookers and drugs, where our legends are thieves and criminals who took it in blood. In God we trust, so close your eyes when you look at the sun. Say a prayer for forgiveness, look at what you become.
When I go to sleep, my mom told me, if I prayed to God, then he'd hold me. If death and sin is a body of life, say a prayer for the body of Christ, to the body of Christ. When I go to sleep, my mom told me, if I prayed to God, then he'd hold me. If death and sin is a body of life, say a prayer for the body of Christ, to the body of Christ.
We live inside a holy war, and it's survival of the strong. Tribalism, rival scriptures of the Bible and Quran. Palestinians and Israelis spill blood over holy land and God with no one knows who we is really. We launch missiles, killing, maiming civilians. Try to poison our water and fly planes in our buildings. Got me feeling like religious, full of miserable feelings. While the Catholic priests are diddling children, this is where I confess. I ponder the thought of a world that's godless. Till I saw my baby boy come out, my girl, I'm high pressed to ever think that again. Look at this thing called life that we're living in, we'll never understand. I suffer tragedies and pain. I hurt people for personal gain. The stone throw in, the person to hang. Now I'm no longer a boy, but I'm searching again. I guess it is a personal thing.
Jesus Christ! When I go to sleep, my mom told me, if I prayed to God, then he'd hold me. If death and sin is a body of life, say a prayer for the body of Christ.
Happens to be the original sound of Slain.
Go to sleep, my mom told me, if I prayed to God, then he'd hold me. If death and sin is a body of life, say a prayer for the body of Christ, to the body of Christ.
Wanna send a massive shout to you. Listening to the podcast, listening live right now on a Saturday morning inside the UK. More snow on the way. And everybody around the world listening live right about now. Illness was going to keep us off air tonight. We're really glad we came on. It's a shame that we couldn't deliver all the guests that we'd somehow planned, and also we don't feel sometimes we did the interviews justice tonight, but that's just how we feel. Listen, thank you, everybody out there. We want to finish tonight then on one of the best tracks we've heard. If I want to say, man, let me just be honest. This sarcasm I know doesn't translate. A lot of people just don't get it. This is possibly the worst thing I have ever heard in my life. And I've heard some really bad things. I've interviewed Hot Wheels on the show. You know, I've had MC Scars, for people that remember, from the UK. He came on the show. Ray Dogg's been on here, you know. But this takes it all. It's a track featuring Flavor Flav and Greg Nice. So you see those two together, old school legends, pioneers, characters. You think, all right, this is bound to be listenable at least. But this is what it is. Possibly the worst thing you'll ever hear in your entire life. It's truly remarkable. No artist could have ever produced anything as bad as this. And we finish on this tonight then. Conspiracy Worldwide, hit us up. conspiracyworldwide@gmail.com. Hit us on the BlackBerry Messenger 2219BE3. And just Google Conspiracy Worldwide and you'll find Mr. Montana and you'll find Menace. We're everywhere in 2010. We're going to be even more places in 2011. Listen to this. I bet the BBC will be playing this like it's a big tune. I mean, even this bit's bad. This is next level. I don't know what they paid Greg Nice and Flavor Flav. It must have been a lot of cash. Check this.
Yo, Greg! Hey, yo, Nice! Yo, you killing them, son! Hey, yo, Flavor Flav up in the building! You know I have to come and join you on this one, baby! Hey, yo, Greg, you got to slow down! You're killing them, son!
Oh, dear me. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Have a safe week.
Man, it's that funky shit. First of all, do you know who you fucking with? It's Greg and our baby. And yo, it get no realer. Selling funky dope just like a drug dealer. Dealing that shit back.
Sit down, Minish. You've got mental on that cough mixture. Sit down.
Man, it's that funky shit. First of all, do you know who you fucking